Amen. Y'all give God a hand clap of praise.
Eternal God, our Father, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That we are going up yonder.
Yes, Lord.
But before we leave, we have work to do.
Yes, Lord.
God, thank you for you, for Jesus.
Yes.
The leading guide of the Holy Spirit. Now, Master, we confess all of us have sinned and fall short of your glory. We repent of all thy sins in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we pray this morning that you forgive us of all thy sins. Help us, O God, to love one another. Help us to treat one another right. Help us to do thy master's will.
Yes, Lord.
And now, God, it is teaching, preaching time. We pray you hide thine servant behind thine cross, where there is power. Grant unto thy servant teaching, preaching power. And we promise to give you all the glory, honor, and the praise that due to thy name. Speak to thy people as only you can.
Yes,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Again, we give honor to God, to Jesus Christ, to the Holy Spirit. Certainly thank God for Lady Thomas and our children. Thank God for the House of Praise Church family.
Uh-huh.
It is good to be here on today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
There is a word from the Lord. We're not going to be long. Amen. I don't believe we have to be in church all day to get a word.
Come on, Bishop.
I believe that the pastor should be already ready to deliver the word before he gets to church. We ought to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so there is a word from the Lord found in the Lord's gospel according to Mark. According to Mark. The 10th chapter and that 46 through the 52nd verse. The gospel according to St. Mark. The 10th chapter. That 46 through the 52nd verse. Amen. Now this is a familiar story. Amen. Bible story.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let the familiarity of the story, because you know it, amen, rob you of what the Lord want to say in the text. Because if you look at the text and the student of the word, you will always see something different and relevant to that same text that you can glean on to give us a deeper understanding of the text.
Good God Almighty.
That 46th verse in that 10th chapter. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he called it thee. And he casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee?
Yeah.
The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith had made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of God's most holy and divine word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. as we look at this 10th chapter and we look at this 52nd verse, the last verse, where the Bible says, and immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. I want to talk about for a little while, who are you following? Who are you following? And if I was to drop a subtitle, I would say, don't allow nothing to stop us from getting to Jesus.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Many times in life, whenever we get or about to get our breakthrough in God, here comes all kinds of attacks on us. Mm-hmm. Some, yes, from the devil, and some that we cause. Am I right there?
Come on.
But whatever the case is, don't stop your forward progress in Jesus.
All right.
Because as I look around, some people could do more to help us.
Come on, baby.
But because they got theirs and they decide to say, get yours the best way you can. And truth be told, some things only Jesus can help us with. Am I right there? And as it is in the discovery of this discourse of the text. Now, Mark, or John Mark, Lady Thomas, the cousin of Barnabas, is the writer of this gospel, according to Mark. Now, Barnabas and Paul took with them a lad of a boy on a missionary journey. And some Bible scholars suggest that because he was too tired to continue on the journey with them, or he was too young, he turned back and went home. And later, when he was grown, house of praise, or got his stuff together in Jesus, that same Paul that dismissed John Mark told his son in the ministry, Bishop Timothy, to bring Mark with him with thee, for he is profitable to me for ministry. Are y'all with me?
Uh-huh.
You see, no matter if our mentors or our family or friends believe in us or not, we must not allow nothing to stop us from getting to Jesus. Are y'all with me here?
Come on.
Now, I know what you're saying. Well, you don't understand, Pastor. I had hard times. You don't understand. I tried to put one foot forward. Uh-huh. And it looked like every time I tried to go forward, I get knocked three steps back.
Come on.
Yes, I understand. Because I too have had hard times. But if we continue to press in the way,
mm-hmm.
amen, that means go the way that Jesus is going.
Mm-hmm.
We will have success after a while.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me here?
Come on.
Now, to properly, Lady Thomas, unpack this text,
mm-hmm.
I have to go back. Can I go back?
Don't run it back.
And look at a few pertinent things. And then we can go eat some gumbo. Is that all right?
Okay.
And number one. As we look at this blind man, Bartimaeus, I see some other blind men that Jesus healed. Can I help us here?
Go ahead.
In John chapter 9 and verse 1, Jesus healed a man born blind from his birth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he didn't sin, nor did his parents sin,
mm-hmm.
but that his healing would bring glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus healed this man by making clay and spittle of dust and anointed the man's eye and told him, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. Now Jesus' disciples in this story and others around was concerned why blindness fell upon this man. Because you know, church folks, amen, that don't have favor to help us, all we're concerned about is how and what happened that we are in our pitiful condition.
Yes,
but can I free us right here?
Go ahead.
This man, nor did his parents sin, was causing to be born blind.
Yeah,
but it was that God would get the glory from Jesus healing and giving this blind man his sight.
All right.
Number two.
Good God,
another man. Amen. Jesus also healed two blind men in the same account in Jericho, according to Matthew 20, verse 29 through 34.
Yeah.
Jesus touched their eyes, and their eyes were open.
Yes, Lord.
Number three, in Matthew 12, 4, 22, and 23, Jesus gives sight to a man who was demon-possessed and a mute. And, yes, the Bible says he healed him in so much that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. Well, how did Jesus heal them? Well, Jesus cast the devil out of the man, which freed the man, and the devil had him blind and had him dumb. The man could not talk, and the man could not see.
Yeah.
But how many of us know that Jesus got the power to set you and I free, that we able to see again?
Come on.
And so now, this account brings us to the text. The son of Timaeus. Now, the son of Timaeus was blind, Bartimaeus. And he was blind, and he was a beggar. Can I help us here?
Yeah, Lord.
Watch it if you will. Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. Timaeus was Bartimaeus' father. Are y'all with me here?
Come on.
Some Bible scholars suggest house of praise. Can I teach you a little while?
Yeah, Lord.
That the son, or Timaeus, the father rather, he was blind. And his son, Bartimaeus, was blind. And so that would free Bartimaeus up when Jesus would heal him of his blindness. And not only that, but that would bring sure enough glory to God, because how many of us know today that just because our parents did not make it, that don't mean we won't make it.
All right, come on.
If we get in the Lord, the Lord have a blessing for all of us. Are y'all with me here?
Yes, Lord.
And so, watch it if you will. While people, Lady Thomas,
come on,
that all people see in a person is their pitiful condition or their downfall.
Yeah.
Jesus sees more, for his name derived, Bartimaeus, in the Greek. It means honored, valued, or highly prized.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while he was blind, that was not the case. But the reason why his name means valued or highly prized, son, because Jesus knew once he would heal him, that's what he would become, one of respect and a highly prized son of the faith.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus sees us where we are. But thanks be to God, he don't do like people.
Come on.
But he also sees us in what we could become.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me here?
Come on.
If we trust in him, in spite of opposition, no matter where we are in life, get to Jesus. And I bid to us Don't allow family,
come on, Bishop,
friends, nor yourself.
All right.
To stop us from getting to the Master, and his name is Jesus. Are y'all with me here?
Uh-huh.
And so, once Jesus would heal blind Bartimaeus,
come on, Bishop,
he would then become a highly valued or highly prized son of the faith in the Lord. And thank God, we learn a lot of lessons from the blind man.
Mm-hmm.
We learn that in spite of our pitiful, sorrowful condition,
come on, Bishop,
to keep on going to the one that has all power in his hands,
all power,
to get us from where we are to where the Lord needs us to be. Are y'all with me here?
Amen.
Look at the text. Look at the text. Jesus passed through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem. Now, let me go back. Remember, Jericho was under a curse. Remember now, this is not the only time why Jesus did miracles in Jericho. Can I help us?
Uh-huh.
Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector, Jesus met him and blessed him and forgave him and restored him in Jericho. But in this context of the text,
come on,
Jesus and his disciples and a great number of people, and we see blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, that's right, sat by the highway begging. Jesus came to Jericho and he was passing through Jericho. Well, Pastor, where was Jesus heading? Jesus was heading to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Jericho lay 17 miles east and 3,500 feet below Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd was made up of Passover pilgrims. It was during Passover. Now, this suggests to me that Jerusalem was a high place. Am I right there?
Amen.
Jesus laid Thomas on his way to the cross of Calvary.
Uh-huh.
He came to Jericho and left out of Jericho. He was heading toward Jerusalem to go die on the cross for my sin and for yours.
Yeah.
And in the midst of this, he stopped and he helped somebody that believed in him so much that could not help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to pause parenthetically and stick a pin in it and then get back to the text later. I got to help us. Can I help us here?
Come on.
I want to free up this morning. Stop depending on man and woman. Because as I journeyed through the thing called life, I found out that people act funny. And people will leave you stuck out. But one thing about Jesus, he's the same yesterday, today, the Hebrew writers say, and forevermore.
Yeah.
He changes not. And thank God,
thank you, Lord,
that my faith is wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus and not man. Are y'all with me here?
Yes, Lord.
And so, Mark concluded, the one on the road section just as he began with the story of a blind man. Now, this account contrasted what the blind man could see, Lady Thomas,
mm-hmm,
what the disciples could not see. This man was blind, but he was not born blind.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his sight on the way. And so, even though he was blind, his sensory abilities, his hearing was heightened,
yes,
where he could hear and still understand, even though he could not see. But the disciples and the crowd could not see what the blind man could see.
Mm-hmm.
The blind man knew that Jesus was the son of David. He knew that Jesus, amen, was the promised Messiah and King. For look at the text.
Amen.
In 47. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, you see that in your Bibles?
Yes, Lord.
He began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
Yes, Lord.
This is the son of David, a messianic call. He knew that Jesus was the Messiah and the promised King. And then the second time, Mark identified Jesus as being from Nazareth was Mark 1 and 24. And the only time in Mark that someone addressed Jesus as the son of David, amen, was in 2 Samuel 7, 11 and 14. Mark 11 and 10. Mm-hmm. Mark 12, 35 through 37. And so this blind man knew who Jesus was, Lady Thomas. Even though he could not see him physically, mm-hmm. he heard about what Jesus had done for so many people. And he knew that no one else could help him but Jesus. And he took opportunity when he heard others around him, the crowd, saying that that is Jesus of Nazareth. The crowd saw him as the carpenter's son.
Yeah.
Joseph's son, and as Mary's baby boy, as one who grew up in the project of Nazareth.
All right.
As one who grew up as a carpenter.
Yeah.
That's what they saw. But they could see physically. But they could not see spiritually. But thanks be to God, this blind man's faith was so heightened and hyped up. And he stretched out his faith. And when he heard that Jesus, the son of David, was passing by, mm-hmm. he said, Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on me. Now watch the blind people that think they're in a better position than the blind man. Look what they say. In 48, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. Now remember, they see Jesus physically, right?
Mm-hmm.
They knew he done miraculous things, but they still looking at him as Jesus of Nazareth, Joseph the carpenter's son, and Mary's son.
Yeah.
But the blind man see him as the Messiah and a promised king.
Yes, Lord.
Watch it if you will. So, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he wasn't listening to them because he already knew that they were looking at him wrong. But he really, the blind man, knew who he really was. But he cried out,
come on,
the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
Yes, Lord.
Look at the text. And so now, in 49, and Jesus stood still, Lady Thomas.
Yeah, Lord.
Jesus looked at the blind man's pitiful condition. And Jesus knew that he wanted to see again. And he cried out to Jesus so much.
Yeah, Lord.
That the Bible say this blind man got Jesus' attention.
Come on.
And Jesus, thank God, when you call him like the old folks say, and you call him right, he will stand still and answer his children.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad right there?
Mm-hmm.
That Jesus, when you call him and you call him right,
yes, Lord,
that he will stand still and help his children. Look at this, look at this, look at this, look at the text. And watch what he did. And they called the blind man. Well, I love this. And Jesus stood still, and then look what he did. And commanded him to be called.
Yep.
The same one that told him to shut up. Jesus told them, he commanded them to call him to him, Jesus. Jesus, and I got to stick it in there. I'm going to leave it alone, but I can't leave it alone. Because I see a spiritual runway open. And this to help us.
The same ones that ignored us and overlooked us, Jesus will make them come sit down and serve us.
Yeah, Lord.
Am I right about it? Look at the text. I'm not lying. Look at the text. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. Watch it if you will. And he, casting away his garment, house of praise, rose and came to Jesus. What is a garment, Bishop? A garment is his covering, is his clothes. It was weighing him down. He threw off his clothes, Lady Thomas.
Yeah.
He threw off his garment. And he rose and came to Jesus.
Yes.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, see, he knew he was already, because he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Mm-hmm. Y'all see that?
Yeah.
And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Jesus just spoke to him, and his eyes opened. Remember the other accounts where Jesus made spiritual of the clay of the dust and put an eye salve on them and told them to go wash in the pool of Siloam. Other instances where Jesus touched them. Mm-hmm. Amen. But in this context of the text, Jesus did not touch the man. Jesus did not make eye salve and told him to go in the pool and wash.
All right.
But Jesus just spoke to him. That's how great the man's faith was in Jesus. And the Bible said, and immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Can I help us with that?
Yes, sir.
And the contrast to his healing of the blind man, Jesus simply announced Bartimaeus' healing made whole. Now, made whole in the Greek, come on, say sozo.
Sozo.
It refers to physical healing and spiritual salvation.
You've been listening to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church at 8 Prospect Street in Alexandria, with Dr. Bishop Wayne Thomas and Minister Sharisha Thomas. To correspond with them, 318-730-9788. And tune in next time for the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magadan. Stay tuned and focused, and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Glory to his name. Father, we thank you now. We worship you. We glorify your name. There's none like you. Father, we worship you. We adore you. Father, we thank you for your presence, your peace, your power. Father, touch this congregation of believers, your people, your children. Lord God, lift them because you love them, Lord. Father, we ask you right now that you will touch their hearts and their minds, that you would give me clarity of thought and precision of speech. By the unction of your Holy Spirit, let my tongue be as the golden pen of a ready writer. Let the hearts of the hearers